when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger on the throne, this world of sin. On my way to the vicinity, when the saints go marching,
go marching.
When the saints,
when the saints
go marching,
go marching.
When the saints go marching, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. Oh, I know I see my Savior. If my life is free from sin, let his door will open for me when the saints go marching.
Oh, go marching.
When the saints,
when the saints go marching,
go marching.
When the saints
go marching, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When we gather around the throne and the gates are closed within, I'll be shouting glory, glory, when the saints go.
Go marching,
when the saints,
when the saints
go marching,
go marching.
Oh, when the saints go marching, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching,
go marching.
When I'm waiting for my chariot and I'll step in. Heaven's doors are right to heaven when the saints go marching.
Go marching.
When the saints,
when the saints
go marching,
go marching.
When the saints go marching in, Lord, I long to be that number when the saints go marching.
Amen.
Amen.
We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would like to greet the visitor in our midst in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that he's an English speaker. That's fine. Let's open our Bible straight away to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We start by verse 9 up to 10. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heir with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and the maker is God. And we turn to the next chapter, Hebrews 13, we read one verse there, 14. For he have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Let us all pray together.
Tu es créateur du ciel de la terre, Seigneur de gloire, nous venons humblement devant ta sainte.
Toi le divin,
tu puisses être notre portion, tu puisses bénir tout et chacun de nous, et nous donner la force et manifester ta sainte parole dans les noms puissants de Fils Jésus-Christ, quand tu as ainsi prié.
Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come humbly before thy presence to thank you tonight for your mercy and the grace that you continually shown to us, Father. To be in this place tonight, it's a great privilege, Father, because many desired, but they were not able to make it, Father. We are little, Father, in the eyes of the people, but we are great in your eyes, Father. You choose us before the foundation of the world, Father, and you give us the eternal life. You call us, Father, as we read the scripture says, Father, our father Abraham was seeking a city where God himself is the master builder, Father. It's the same city that we are seeking, and we know that everything that was made and originated by man will have an end one day, Father. But we know everything that comes from God is eternal, as himself is eternal, Father. We ask you that the reality of the scripture be a part of our life, Father. That these things be quickened in each of us' life, Father. That when we walk, Father, that we be influenced by the scripture. We be influenced by the message of the hour, Father. We remember also the pastor and his family, that you should bless him, Father. Bless his wife, bless his children, Father, be his portion. And we ask you to bless all the saints all over the world that is gathering the same manner like us tonight, Father, that you should be their portion, Father. Let you, Holy Spirit, should lead this prayer meeting. Let you, Holy Spirit, should take control of everything. You says in your word that where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst, Father. Here we are more than five, and we believe that you are in our midst, Father, because we are not gathering here in the name of any man's sake, but we gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Bless us, Father. You know the desire of each of us' heart. You know the needs and the requests that are unspoken, Father. Can't you visit each of us' heart and grant it according to thy will, Father? Because you says that when you pray, you shall ask that your will shall be done inside of our life. That's why we ask that your will shall be done in each of us' heart, Father. Bless us, Father. Bless the reading of thy word, Father. Let you send the anointing from above, Father, because man can read it, Father, but we know the inspiration only come from thee, Father. That's why we ask you that to put man aside, that you shall yield my lips, anoint them, Father, and you shall speak to the ears of my brethren and sisters present in this place, that something that will be said, Father, shall minister deeper inside of the heart of thy people, because we come here expecting one another. We come here not meeting one another, but we come to meet with thee, Father. We didn't come here to see a man that is eloquent in speech, but we come here to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that you are not far from us, Father. You are hiding yourself in the heart of your people, Father. You are hiding yourself in the heart of thy congregation, Father. And we believe that you are with us tonight, and we commit everything, Father, and the old spirit that doesn't confess your name in this place, we cast it out to the dry place, that let the Holy Spirit should take the control of everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat just for a few minutes before we could enter to a time of prayer. That from the last part we read, the last scripture we read in Hebrews 13, that we want to take as a topic. For here have we not continuing city, but we seek one to come. Now, we seek something that is to come. We have no continuing city here, the scripture tells us. And from the previous scripture that we read, it says here in Hebrews chapter 11, the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, but by faith he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in the strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heir with him of the promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, and whose builder and maker is God. That's what the desire of Abraham was, to find that city where God himself was the maker and the builder of it. Now, it is something that is very important, to look how God called Abraham out of Ur, out of the land of Chaldea, where Abraham used to live. And God called him from there. and promise him that there will be a city where he'll be able to sojourn. Now, Abraham, in all his life, according even the way the scripture says, he never dwelled in the cities of man. He dwelled in tabernacles. He dwelled in tents. He was seeking something that was God himself, was the maker of it. He wanted to find something that it was made by God. And we know maybe by experience, because they used to stay before in Ura. They were in the Tower of Babel. And he find how everything went to declare. And I find how everything completely changed. He was looking something now that God himself is the author of it. Because when God is the author of something, that things will remain eternal. And that was the preoccupation of Abraham. And he accepted to live a such life. And you could look even the scripture, the way the Bible tells. When they divide, when they separate himself with Lot, he never put his eyes to see where was the city of man. He put his eyes in the things of God. Because Lot went a bit far, and he sojourned there in Sodom. But with Abraham, from the time that he received God, he received the word of God, when God spoke to him, it's something happened inside of the life of Abraham. And the prophet say he was changed from that time. Something strike him, and a reality come inside of his heart and tell him that you must follow this God. And the prophet say he was walking by the leading of the Holy Spirit, leading him to a land, to a city where God himself was the master builder. God himself was the maker of that city. And he was looking for that city. And we know that he didn't find it, because yet the city wasn't yet to come at that time of Abraham. Because some of the things that the world has to go through, the world has to go through a process that the city could not come at that time yet. And the prophet tells us that at the same place where Abraham met with Melchizedek, where he has the communion, it was the place at the right place where the city will be established. It was that place, that the same place where he communed with the king of Salem, the king of that city. Because we know that the city Abraham was seeking here is the new Jerusalem. That was the city that Abraham was seeking for. Now, when Abraham was seeking for that city, and if you go to the Bible, you find that in Revelation 21, John saw that city. And Jesus spoke about that city. But it wasn't yet time for that city to come on earth. Where that city was somewhere. Abraham didn't yet see it, but he could feel that the city is somewhere. And the city is preparing to come down. But the prophet says that God is perfect in three. God always used numerics to run his things. Now there was nowhere where that city could come on earth, because the word itself, it has to go through three stages. When the three stages are complete now, then the city can come on earth. Now we know that the first, it has to be baptized by water as the process. Because the prophet said the natural, it represents the spiritual. Now it typifies the spiritual. Now we know that even women, when they give birth, the prophet, there's a three stage of it. Now the first thing, water, and a water break, and after water there's blood, and after blood there's life itself that come. Now, it's the same thing. You see, the world has to go through three stages. The first thing, it was water through Noah. And the second thing, it was the blood, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the innocent lamb. And the third thing, God has to change the germ, the atmosphere, and everything that is the world must be cleaned up by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Then the new city can come down. Now, Abraham now, when he confessed himself to be a pilgrim, when he confessed to be himself a stranger, there was something different inside of the life of Abraham. People that was around him, they could see that this man is different. Even the neighbor, the city that was beside him, they could see maybe the smoke and see how come this city of Sodom is beautiful in the eyes of man. But this man living somewhere in tabernacles is not even willing to come to approach the city. Because what he receives, it influences his life. What Abraham received, that reality, that changed his life. It affected him so much that you can see that this man is different from the rest of the people. He wasn't behaved the same way. He was strange in his way of doing things. And Abraham, something was lacking inside of him. He was missing home. That city that God himself is the builder. It was something that Abraham was looking for. And you see, the prophet said that everybody here that is away from home, he can tell that is missing home somehow. Now, everybody that will be home, naturally speaking, from your home country, no matter where they put you, in New York, in London, wherever, you will still missing something in your life. You will feel that, no, I'm missing home. Food here is different. Thing here is different. It's not the same as a home. It can tell that even that's because of that insect inside of you, because of that home bound inside of you, it affects your life. Even the way you eat certain food that certain people doesn't eat it because of the way you were born, you were grown up, because the way your diet was shaped, because of the food that you start eating. Maybe since when you come out of your mother womb and you used to eat certain food, and these things are linked together with you. And once you miss them, you can eat something special. They can bring you to a 5-star hotel and eat nice food there. But to bring it to myself, but my home meat, my home food, I will still need it. I will still miss it. They say, this food is nice, but I need something home. I need something that I will feel comfortable with it. Because it is something that is linked with your nature. It's the way it is with the spiritual things. It's the way it was with Abraham. The city there, people stay there in Sodom. People around him, they could feel comfortable in condition that was in the land. But Abraham wasn't feeling comfortable of it. Because he was seeking for a city. And he find that here there's no continuing city. It means that there's no eternal city here. Everything will pass away. And Abraham knew by faith that somewhere there's a city that is eternal. And that the city that he was looking for. And that the city he was seeking for. He wanted to see that eternal city where he can be able to commune with his maker. But he has an experience because he once in his life, he met that king of Salem, the king of that city. The prophet said he met him in the form of the theophany. When he meets that person, the king of the city, it brought something powerful inside of his life. It built him to another reality. He could look at the things of this world. He could look at Sodom and he could see that this city is doomed. This city, nothing will remain here. It's already condemned. And the influence of that city could not affect his life because he was homebound. His mind and his emotion, his ambition was in that city where God himself is the master builder. In that city where God himself is the maker. He wanted to see that city. He wanted to get there. Yet he could not get at that time, at that city, because it wasn't yet the time for the city to come. And the prophet said that city he was speaking to. And we find the same city in the book of John. Let's read John chapter 14. Because the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to his disciples and to the Pharisees, telling them that he went to prepare a place there. And he went to make that city, in the spoken word, this future home. The prophet tells that Jesus, when he was speaking to them, he was telling them about the city that Abraham was seeking for. When he was speaking to the Pharisees and to the disciples, he was telling them about that city. Now, in verse 3 of John chapter 14, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now, he wants to bring them to the place, that where they can be together with the king of Salem himself, where the lamb himself will be the light, and that the place that Abraham was seeking for. And Jesus, he is speaking to his disciples and speaking to the Pharisees that what Abraham was seeking, it was a reality. It was an effect thing. I know myself, I will build that city. I'm going to prepare it and to make it ready for you. And that was the ambition of Abraham. And his ambition on earth was that if he could find that city, if he could get there. And we saw on Sunday that the disciple in John 13, what they said to Jesus, said, Master, show us where thou dwelt, that we can dwell together with thee. And they were speaking about something to come, that where he dwelt, because the place where he was dwelling, it was just a temporary place, that he has to fulfill a mission. But that was speaking about that city where the Lord Jesus Christ will dwell there with his bride. And that the city that Abraham was seeking for, he wanted to get there, because Abraham confessed from his mouth that I'm a stranger here. I'm a different person here. This earth is not my home. I'm going somewhere. The city will come one day, and it will be my city. It will be where God called me out of Uran. It's the purpose of bringing me to that city. And the reason God called you and I, not to make that this earth our city, no. He called us to bring us to the New Jerusalem. And he called us that we could dwell with him there, where himself will be the light, where himself will be the king, where we have no need to look for another king to vote and think that this president will be a good one. Because the scripture tells us that they confessed that there's no continuing city. There's no a city here that will remain eternal. All the cities there will have an end in this earth. Now our hope and our faith must be built in things that eternal, not of the things of this world. Now Abraham didn't worry so much because he didn't own a house in this earth. No, that wasn't the preoccupation of Abraham. He was seeking for a city. He didn't care if he didn't have a car in this earth. He was looking for something that is eternal, because he knew that even if he can have a mansion here, it will have an end. But he wants to get a hold of something that is eternal. He wants to get a hold of something that will never change. But Abraham was looking for something that God himself is the author of it. Because we must bear in mind that everything that is originated with man will have an end. But the things that start with God, it has no end with it. Now we know that everything on this earth is temporary. No matter how good they look like, no matter how beautiful they are, but it will have an end one day. Now we need to put our faith in the things that are eternal. We need to put our faith in the things of God, not the things of man, because the disappointment will come one day. Because imagine that you could have everything. If we took, for example, Lot. Lot, when he was there in Sodom, he called himself one of the people in Sodom. He called them my brethren. But the people in Sodom, they disappointed him now. At the showdown, at the time now that everything must be manifested, they come to Lot. Lot called them my brethren. And what they say to Lot, we are not your brethren. Now, it was a disappointment. Now, when we make a link with the people of the world, thinking that we're going to receive something from them, at the end of it, they will disappoint you. Because they were not ordained to be with you from God. But the people God put together with you, you brethren and sister, the same people in the faith, those are the people that you're going to spend eternity together. Those are the people that you can call brethren and sisters. Because Jesus himself, he says, my brethren and my sisters and my father are those who follow this word that I follow. Now we see that Lot, because of the condition of life, and he was a bit backslidden, and he went to Sodom now, to sojourn there, inside of remaining with Abraham, his uncle, inside of being in the camp of Abraham, where the Lord could visit them. He went there, thinking that he will be able to fit among these people. It worked for a while, but now at the time now, the visitation of the angel came to blind Sodom. It was a time now that Lot realized that he wasn't one of them. He realized now that he's supposed to go back where Abraham was. But God's mercy made a way that he could not die with the guilty. And God make a way of escape for him, that he could be saved, and God will destroy the land with the fire from heaven. Now, it is something that could happen even to a believer, because the Lord will be persuading. The Lord will be looking away, that to take your affection and all you hope out from the things of this earth, because you are not of this earth. You are a citizen of another country, and you have to behave a different, and you must be in a different way. You can't be the same like these people. You are called with a purpose. But the prophet tells that Abraham, once he was called, he was changed. Something happened inside of his life. He never been the same anymore. He could not think anymore about Uran. He could not think anymore about the land of Chaldee, because something special took place inside of his life. When that things happened inside of his life now, and that things was conducting his life, and he could confess, no matter where you wanted to put Abraham, if he's going to compromise with the word of God, he will not accept it. He could easily rejoice himself with Sarah and Isaac, and living in tabernacles, in tent, the things that you could not think. And when the people of the world will look down, will see who this man is. Abraham, he claimed to have God. But look, he doesn't have even a better house. But the prophet said, if you look at this thing, no, those are not reality. It doesn't mean that if someone doesn't have enough, it doesn't mean that the person doesn't have God. Because we look at the natural blessing with human eyes, we think that maybe someone become a Christian, he must have all the nice cars, all the luxury things. But it's contrary sometimes. The prophet said it's the opposite side. Many times it's the opposite way. Now, it never worked that way, because we find Abraham being the father of the faith. He never had a house. The scripture says he was dwelling in tabernacles, because he knew that even I can have them. It doesn't mean that we should not buy a house. No, I'm not saying. I'm just explaining to show where Abraham's ambition was. Abraham's ambition was in the things of God. What matter, it was his communion with his God. And the scripture said that he was continually seeking for that city. Abraham wanted to find it. And that city, we know, somehow is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that city because it says in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, that the Lamb himself is that city. He will be able to give the light. And you and I, the things that could now be we could put our heart on it, it has to be in the things of God. Now we must learn the principle from the things of the scripture and sure see how Abraham counted these things, because it wasn't easy. When you receive something from God, there's nothing that can move you from it, because there will be a divine leading, which is the Holy Spirit that is leading, no matter how the people will think about it. No matter how the people will think about you, it will not affect you at all. Because you know that you have a reality. You have something that is genuine, that nobody can move it. There's nobody that was able to move Abraham from his faith, because he has experienced something. And he has the communion with the King of Salem himself, with the King of the New Jerusalem. Now there was nothing that could move him. The riches of this world, the popularity, there was nothing that could move Abraham. Once you have that reality, once he has spoken to you, and something happened inside of you, there's nobody that can change you. Unless he never spoken to you. Because when he spoke to Abraham, something touched Abraham. And something happened inside of Abraham's life. And that thing become the absolute. And that thing become unchangeable. There's nobody that was able to take that reality outside of the heart of Abraham. No matter how pressure will come, no matter how long he has to wait for Isaac, there's nothing that could take that reality from inside of his life. Because he has something genuine there. And if you could get that thing genuine, even the promise of God is delaying to be fulfilled, it will not shake you at all. It will not move you at all. Because he wasn't moving because of the lucky that he has. Because he has the reality inside of his heart. And he knew that there's a God somewhere. And there's a city somewhere. Even I can't find it now. But one day, I will be in that city. And that city, it exists somewhere. No matter I can't prove it physically speaking. I can't show you the location where the city is.
Myself, I'm not getting yet there. But I know inside of my heart that I'm a citizen of another city. And my life is different from the life of the citizen of these cities. Now, his life, Abraham's life, was different from the people of Sodom. His way of conducting his house and his way of conducting his life, it was completely different from the people of this world. Something was inside of Abraham that could not behave the same, because it's another city, is the citizen of another kingdom. He wasn't of the kingdom of this earth. As Jesus, when he was praying for his disciples, that they are not of this world. They are of another kingdom. And the life of the disciple could tell that the disciple, they were not of this world. Because even the people could see them, they could tell that these are Christ-like. These are Christ's disciples. Their life could speak louder than their words. Their way of conducting their life, the way of behaving, people could see that these people, they spend time with Christ. We can see the reflection of Christ inside of their life. That's what was made manifest inside of the life of Abraham. That he could not worry about anything. His mind and all his heart and all his things, he was in the city that to come. Because he knew that there's no continuing city. He knew that there's something, there's a reality. Everything here, it's just shadow. Everything here is just type. There is something genuine that is coming. I'm waiting. I'm longing to see that things. My aim and everything in me is to get to that city. That now we will find it with ourselves. Some of us become like Lot. They think that this home, it will become our cities. No, this we are pilgrim, the scripture says. We are stranger in this land. It's not our home. Abraham, our father in faith, he never confessed this earth to be our home. No, he was looking for something else. And his life was reflecting the way Sarah was there, the way Sarah was dressing, the way Sarah was having his house with Abraham. It was totally different from the people of Sodom. Maybe the life there with the people of Sodom, it was 50-50. It was equal in the house. But now there, Sarah says, the influence of Sodom will not have effect inside of my life. Because here, the law that is governing our house is the law of God. My aim is not for the things there. I don't want to behave like my neighbor. I don't want to behave like the people of Sodom. Because the civilization there, it's horrible. There in Sodom, you can't even have a place to put your eyes. There in Sodom, everything can happen. Women can take off the clothes. But there, Sarah knew, even it was hot, when God came to visit Abraham, he finds Sarah dressed in a decent way. Sarah could not copy anybody else because he knew that here, we are not the same of the people of Sodom. We are living on earth, but our civilization is different. We are the citizen of another city. And we are not of this city. The way that we do our things is different. Here we just temporary. Here we are stranger. We don't want to be like the people of this city. This is their nature. And the prophet says that if you go to Germany, you find that the Germany, they live in a certain way. If you go to America, you find that the American, they have their own lifestyle. And you go to France, you find that the people in France, they have their own lifestyle. The things that they eat is different. Their kitchen, their dish is different from American. Because that's what they are. Because they are French and they are American. But us as a Christian, we have another civilization. And us as a Christian, we have another nature that is different now. And our nature, it has to be the same. Now, if you get two French guys, you will see that they are the same. The way they do their things, the food they eat, the wine they drink, is the way they are grown up. That it shapes their appetite. Now, us as the citizen of heaven, if you are a Christian and me, I'm a Christian, the same spirit must be leading us. The same spirit must be in you. The same spirit must lead me. If one act different, it means that somehow there's a difference in the spirit. Because the Holy Spirit in me will act the same way in you.
it will not act different. It's the Holy Spirit, the nature, the things that you do, the way that I do things. People somehow, they will see that these people, they are almost the same. These people, we can see that there is something common because it's the spirit now of the spirit of our kingdom. Now, this kingdom of the earth, they have their own spirit. If we took like Ireland, for example, they have the spirit of drinking. And you find that they are more different from another countries. They drink more than other countries. You see, that the nature of the Irish, even the prophet used to say about his father being an Irish. He said that nature of the Irish, that drinking nature was inside of his father. That way, naturally, you're born with it. And those things now, Abraham was born in those land of Uran, the Chaldean countries. And there, where they come out of that place, when he heard the voice of God, something changed Abraham completely. When he heard the voice of God, because if you look at Genesis chapter 12, you want to read it. When God called Abraham and told him in Genesis 12, 1 to 3, he told him that, come out of thy country, come out of thy kindred. Because God wants to make Abraham a citizen of another kingdom. But for it to happen now, Abraham has to separate from those from his country that he is born with it. And you and I, as we come to Christ, as we are seed of Abraham through Christ, God does the same thing, spiritually speaking. God did the same thing for you, and he did the same thing for me. And he separates us from our countries. He separates us from, naturally speaking, this earth that we are born with it. The diet of this earth. And spiritually speaking, you and I, we delight and we have the same diet. We speak the same thing. We speak the same language. We speak the language of the seven seals. We speak the language of the thunders. We speak the language of a future home. Where other people, they can't speak that language. Because there's one spirit in you and the same spirit in Brother George, the same spirit in me. And we'll speak the same thing. And we'll speak about the seven seals. We speak about the seven church ages. And we'll be speaking about the New Jerusalem. And we'll speak about the millennium. Because that's the same spirit that is leading now. But the people, if you find even the world, people who smoked, they have the same spirit. Even someone from Africa, even someone from where he come, there's no racism with the people who smoke. They can share the fire and they can share the smoke without even knowing one another. They can just meet in a second and they share the smoke, they share the cigarette, they share the fire together without any problem. Today when I was going to take my children from school, I saw one guy from Africa. And with the guys from our place, it's a rough place. I could not think that they can go together because the guys are very rough. And I saw them, the guy went and to get the fire from there to change the cigarette with them. I see that the same spirit that is in them can communicate it easily. It's the same thing if the Holy Spirit is inside of you and is inside of me, we will communicate it and agree easily. Because that's the spirit of God that is leading us. That's the same spirit. And it will never make Abraham comfortable with the life of Sodom. Abraham will be hating the life of Sodom. He will not be happy of what's happening there. The homosexual in the land, Abraham could not accommodate it. Abraham could not agree with the kind of sin. The perversion of life, Abraham will not agree with it. And Abraham see that this seed of man is just corrupt. There's nothing good on it. I can't just put my hope. I can't put my trust in these cities because they are corrupt. There's nothing good on it. The law that they are passing, everything that is happening, if you look at the features, or sometimes it makes even fear to have children. Because you look at the feature and you say that if the Lord tarry now, maybe 20 years now, not the Lord coming. The Lord maybe will tarry maybe 30 years. And you look at the future of our children, you say, what this world will teach to our children in schools? So what will happen now? Because they try to cheat the children, to show them things that are wrong. They want to present to the children that they are right. And you think about it. You say, what will happen if I'm not putting my hope in the things of God and try my best as a father, try my best as a mother, and to teach my children from the young age this message, that they could know this message,
They could love it. And the message could be the aim of their life. Could be the dream of their life. If I can do such a thing, it will be a big investment to the life of the children. 2 days ago, I was thinking. I saw one news one day. And saw what is happening in Canada. I went to a salon where I went to cut my hair. And saw how they were teaching the children in the car about homosexual and all these things. I said, but this is something serious here. If the Lord doesn't come quick, we don't know what is going to happen. We don't know what is going to happen. Because what they are putting now in the mind of the children, it is nothing that can make a genuine heart of a believer to feel comfortable here. A genuine believer will not feel here at home. A genuine believer, when he see these things happening, he'll be seeking that city that our father Abraham was seeking. And he knew that this city now, in the condition that the sin has reached now, the level of it cup now, the Lord is soon to judge them. Now the your heart will be in the things of above. A genuine believer, the heart will be there in the things of above. He'll be looking how he can make his life right with God. And how he can be a better Christian. Because that will be something that will be pushing you and show you continually that no, these things, the Lord will not leave it like this. When it is reached a certain level, in time of Noah, God destroyed this world. And we know that God will destroy it again. And we know that God will finish with it. And the prophet said the gem, the atmosphere, and everything of this world must be completely finished with it. The political system of this earth, God has to be done away with it. Because the New Jerusalem can't come in this condition. And we know one of this day, as we enter the millennium now, as we go to the rapture for 3.5 years, and we come back here for the millennium, and one of this day after the millennium, the New Jerusalem will come upon the earth. And the prophet said 1,000 years, as the scripture says in Peter, to the Lord is one day. But to us, we think like it's a long day. It's a long way to go. But we never know. If you look at the things that are happening right now, at the moment, it's serious. You see that all the promise now that God has made, all the prophecy that his prophet has spoken, all them are almost fulfilled. Last Sunday we were at Brother Vega's place. And we were sitting there and talking. And Brother Andrew showed us that Google, the car that they made, that car that drives itself. And the prophet saw it. If you read the Laodicean Church Age, the prophet spoke about it. There will be a car that the people, they will have no need of a drive. That it can drive itself. And the people will sit there like playing card. And they can eat their food there. And the way they advertise the car. And when we finished fellowshipping, I went home and to search the message. And see it exactly the way the prophet says. And the guy that was making the advertisement, we were watching with Brother Vegas, and he went to a shop, a fast food, and buy the food from there. And sit there and show the people eating food. That is not the one that is driving. The car will be going left and the right and go to the car park. And the man is sitting there, relaxed, eating the food. I said, that's about nothing but the prophecy being fulfilled. And how long these things will be going that way? Because these are the scripture that the prophet foretold us that these things will happen. And these things are happening in our eyes. But where is our heart? That's where the question is. Where is our heart? Are we like Abraham seeking the city to come? Or we want to build our empire in this earth that soon will be destroyed? But where is our heart? If God could quicken our heart and could show us that these things should be a reality inside of our life. That when you look from the angle of the Bible, you look from the message, you can see that everything has been fulfilled. And where is our heart? Because the day of Sodom, the day of Noah is back again. That way, if you go outside there, when it shines, you can't have a place to put eyes. You will not have a place. The sin now, it will become normal. Everywhere where you go, sin after sin. It's difficult even to live. But Abraham knew that there is something, somewhere, a holy city. And his heart was seeking for that city. He knew that there is a holy city, the New Jerusalem. I already met with the king of the city himself. There's a reality inside of me. And somewhere in Genesis 14, Abraham meet with the king of Salem, where Abraham give his tithe, where Abraham communion with him. And he knew that this man is the king of Salem. And Salem means Jerusalem. The king of Salem, this man that I met now, I know that the city exists somewhere. Despite that, I can't point my finger and show someone that he the city at a such a place. But inside of my heart, there's a reality there. And let everything that I'm doing and seeking for that city. You might remember Christ says that you seek first the kingdom of heaven, then everything will be given unto thee. And Abraham is a motive, is the aim, is the effort was to find that city. Because he confessed in Hebrews that he there's no a continuing city. He there's no an eternal city. All the cities that you see, it will have an end. The same way as the Babel has an end, all the cities will have an end. All this city will have an end one day. Because the scripture is the truth. The only things that will stand, one day it will be the new Jerusalem. And your heart and my heart must be upon it. And the things that we are doing should reflect that we are really the citizen of that city. Because that we are looking is to get there in that city. The aim of us being believer, the aim is to believe this message of the hour, that we will be able to get there. We want to get there. We want that the influence of the word of God to shape our life, the way we do things, the way we pray. We have to pray like the people that is seeking for a new city. We should not pray like the people of thinking to one mind in this city and one mind in the city to come. No. When we pray, we get lost inside of our prayer. And we speak to God that give us more faith for that city that is to come. That make it a reality inside of our life. It become dim maybe because of the condition of the age that we are living in. You need a revival inside of your heart. Because what that city is reality inside of our life, you can't see empty chair here. You will see the church full. Once that city become a reality inside of our life, you can't wait the door to be open. Because you'll be looking for, it's time to say, maybe the city will come now. Let me go quick and commune with the Lord. Let me go and fellowship with my brethren. Because these are the people that you're going to spend that city together with it. You will not like to spend time with the people of the world inside of spending time with the people that you're going to spend eternity together with them. I wonder how Abraham will spend a whole day spending in Sodom there and leave Sarah and his man there. No, it's not possible. If Abraham has to spend time, he spend time with the people that he's going to spend the city together with it. That it shows a sign that Abraham, the reality of that city has affected his life. And you and I, we want to be like that. If we could stand now, sing songs, few songs, then we have a time. We have plenty of time to enter to a time of prayer. That we can pray that these things become a reality inside of our life. If someone has lost the reality of the new Jerusalem, let it become a reality once again inside of our lives. Let's pray for ourselves and pray for our brethren and sisters that we will be able that these things become a reality. Maybe it's a reality inside of your life, but it's not anymore inside of someone else. And that is your duty and my duty to pray for someone else that these things should be a reality. That this thing should affect and influence our life. Let's sing the song, then we'll enter to a time of prayer.
Draw me nearer, brother.
Amen.
I am thy Lord. I have heard thy voice. Help me to thy love to me. I long to rise in the arms of thee and be closer to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed to thee.
Oh, and the wild. Shepherd us now, Father, till we come to thine house on Saturday, Lord Savior. We pray your blessing, Lord, even upon the service, Lord. We pray, Lord Savior, even as we come, Lord Savior, with a great expectation, Father, Lord, that thou would, Lord Savior, fill our needs, Lord Savior God. Lord, that Sunday, Lord, as well, Lord Savior God. Father, we come all before thee, Lord Savior God. Just guide us now, hear us now. Shepherd us now, Lord Savior God, we pray. We ask and come with these needs before thee.
Let's sing the chorus before we could bring all the prayer requests. If anybody has any prayer request, if there's not any, just remember the weekend service and the next week's service. Brother George Martin is coming, and Brother Barry Kofi. We bear all those prayers in mind. Even when we depart from this place, we go with them in our mind that the Lord should continually bring the reality of His city inside of our life. Let you remember also about David that he has an operation in his eyes. Maybe the Lord should take control of his life. Ah, that's very good. We are praying, and we just keep praying for him until when the Lord make everything perfect.
I want the saints to remember me in prayer. I had an accident some months ago, and of course, this very bad pain in my left arm. I couldn't sleep last night. So excruciating. I'm still waiting for appointment to see the chiropractics. So the saints to remind me in prayer.
Yeah, ma. Let's sing one of the songs, and then we'll ask Brother Vlad to put all the requests, all the prayer requests before the Lord.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. You and who? Try the truth.
and ask the brother to close the word of prayer.
Sanctuary, you are holy, tried and true, with us give I'll be a living sanctuary.
This service, Lord, but we know you promised that I'll be with you until end of the world.
Amen.
Oh Lord, what we have your promises, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You paid your by your blood, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Brother Abraham says, if we have something, what you gave us, oh Lord, we can exchange to reality, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord, peace, we have so many things, so many needs, oh Lord. Mm. When we think about those things, what we've been promised, oh Lord,
yes, Lord,
that your power will be manifested once more, oh Lord,
peace, Lord,
in your bride,
yes,
oh Lord. Oh, we want to just get into that direction, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When your people will pray, oh Lord, and things will happen instantly, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When things will happen, oh Lord, when your people will be drawn to believe, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Really, oh, like brother was preaching about that city.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we realize.
Yes, Lord.
That many times we become starchy, just full of knowledge, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But what we want, like Abraham, you
yes,
showed
Lord.
Him that city, oh Lord.
Amen.
And he was walking, he knew that city is reality.
Yes,
he didn't
Lord.
Build houses, he didn't do this and that, oh Lord.
Yes,
he was
Lord.
Walking because he knew that he is heading, he wants to get to that city, oh Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
What is our direction, oh Lord?
Please.
To just close a walk with you, oh Lord.
Please, Lord.
That we will be praying, that we will be walking with you, and one day we will be just with you, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help us, oh Lord.
Please, Lord.
Forgive our sins, trespasses, whatever yes. is, oh Lord. Just help us to get that direction,
yes,
that we
Lord.
Will be walking really with you, oh Lord.
Mm.
That all sin, whatever will be, oh Lord, that
yes,
we
Lord.
In our hearts will be no any more desire, oh Lord,
yes,
for
Lord.
Those worldly things, oh Lord.
Please,
we
Lord.
Want to just bring our brother David, oh
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
before you. Oh Lord, because we know that you paid for him
yes,
on
Lord.
Calvary, like for us, oh Lord, for
yes,
everyone,
Lord.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
Just you want to bring in your hands, oh Lord,
yes, Lord.
That devil, oh Lord. You just look from your eyes, oh Lord,
mm.
on that sickness, whatever is, oh Lord. May that disappear, oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh
Amen.
Lord. Oh, whatever is, oh Lord.
Please, Lord.
Whatever needs is in church, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know everything, oh mm. Lord. Even Brother Mike, oh Lord.
Please, Lord.
It happened long time ago.
Yes, Lord.
But we know that those symptoms are even from devil as well,
yes,
oh Lord.
Lord.
Oh, we want to just rebuke all those things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We know that in our is no power, but in your blood is power, oh Lord.
Yes,
but we
Lord.
Trust fully in your blood, oh Lord.
Yes,
even
Lord.
Now, oh Lord. We put ourselves in your hands, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know that Elijah was man like we are.
Yes,
and he
Lord.
Was praying for rain and rain stopped. He was
Him
praying for rain
Him
and rain came again, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we trust that you will clean us from everything, oh Lord. That
yes,
you can
Lord.
Use us for your glory, oh
Please,
Lord.
Lord.
Amen. Oh
yes,
Lord.
Lord,
we are so thankful.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Just want to commit ourselves, our
yes,
families,
Lord.
Our children,
yes,
whatever
Lord.
We have into your hands,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Can use us for your glory
Please,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I sing the chorus, then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see you on Friday by the grace of God.
I'm not the master of the wind.
My boat of life sees on the troubled sea.
Come and storm me, the sun to shine again.